Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The incident at Bochim was obviously a flashback to the previous generation who, in spite of their only partial victories over their enemies, had repented and, quote, served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, Judges 2:7. We know this because, quote, Joshua dismissed the people, verse 6, and sent them back to work from Bochim. Why is this inserted here? To show that what seemed to be a few minor missteps by the first generation in the land led to all-out apostasy among their children. Remember that children are like arrows, Psalm 127, verse 4, and that means they always go farther than we do, for good or ill. A social drink by the father can lead to drunkenness in the son. A few spoken doubts in the mother can produce agnosticism in the child. So it was with Israel that, quote, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers. Judges 2 verses 10 through 12. It just takes one generation for the whole land to go dark. Here the consequences were dire. Quote, and the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, so he delivered them into the hands of plunderers who despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around. Verse 14. As a result of abandoning him and colluding with the enemy, God left them to their own devices, quote, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Verse 14. Ah, but God is gracious, long-suffering, forgiving. Quote, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Verse 16. But then it would happen again and again. This downward spiral is our lesson-loaded pathway through the rest of the book. Hang on. Here we go.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.